بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، ما بعد. This is Mullah's instruction, so therefore I've come and I'm just a student. It's not my place to be sitting here, but the only motivation is that by being here for a few minutes, maybe I'll also become, inshallah, take a small share in your people's good work. And inshallah, the work that will continue from here after you graduate. So Allah Ta'ala make it a means of us also becoming part of that in some way. Just a few words of nasihat that we have heard from our akabir, our elders. So just to share that. The purpose of acquiring ilm is obviously that what Allah Ta'ala has described in the Quran Sharif, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. The purpose of ilm is to get connected to Allah Ta'ala. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, the Grand Mufti of Pakistan in his time. You all have heard the name of Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib, so his father, he was the Grand Mufti of, he was the Mufti of Darulum Dioban while he was there. And then moved over to Pakistan, he was the Grand Mufti of Pakistan. So, very highly recognized person, very senior personality. So he gave one example. The example, now those who travel by train, India or Pakistan is a standard. So this example is very easily understood by them. So normally what happens is when a person is traveling by train, so he keeps looking out of the window when the train is approaching some station to see which station came. So he knows, okay, where is his station coming up, how far away. And especially if a person is not normally traveling that route, he'll keep checking more that he is on the right train or not. So sometimes it happens that a person now has to go just get to the platform and board the train. When the train comes, he'll board the train. People sometimes are not too sure about which train they should take. They end up boarding the wrong train. Come out to the wrong platform, they board the wrong train. Then they realize much later where they are. They took the wrong train. That is a different matter that this is just on the side. One person got into the train, the wrong train. But he went and took the upper berth and he went and slept away. Then after a while he woke up, so he realized somebody is on the lower one, so he's asking him, how's you, everything going, where are you going to? So now in our context now he said, I'm going to Durban. He said, but I'm going to Johannesburg, not in the same train. So then he thought about it, he said, well, mashallah, the technology has really moved fast now, AI, that half the train is going to Durban, the other half is going to Joburg. So any case, this example, as Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah is giving, say now when people travel, they keep checking out of the window which stations are coming around. And then they see familiar stations, they know, okay, we're heading towards our destination. But supposing the person is looking out of the window, there's a station here, but this station doesn't look like he ever heard about this place. It's a very unfamiliar thing. Another station, this too is something completely different. Then he gets very worried. He'll end up jumping off at some point to now make a U-turn and get back to where he's supposed to go. So he says, Allah has blessed us with this opportunity of ilm. So while on this journey of ilm, we should be repeatedly looking out to see what's coming around, what stations are we passing. In this, the station of taqwa should be coming. The station of khushu and khudu should be coming. The station of khashiyat and connecting ourselves to Allah Ta'ala, the fear of Allah Ta'ala should be coming around, of ikhlas, of tawakkul, of inabat and ruju ilallah. And all these things that are the sifat of iman, that is what ilm should be bringing along. But supposing a person is looking out of the window, but he is finding something opposite, the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala is not coming in still, the taqwa that's supposed to be acquired, that's still far away, the mindset and the aspirations are apart from what ilm should be bringing along, then it means that there's something got diverted. You have to be now trying to relocate in our situation now, realign ourselves, get the right navigation and get back onto the direction that we're supposed to be on. So this is the purpose of ilm. Ilm must take us to Allah Ta'ala. Ilm must connect us to Allah Ta'ala. And to the point where that Shariat becomes our first nature. Far away, but that's the goal. Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi, who is the father of Darul Deoband, among the founders, and all our asatiza, their sanad, it finally reaches there. So we are very deeply indebted to these personalities. Our chain of ilm has come from them. So he once, his Sheikh Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Alayhi, he wrote to him that long time I didn't hear anything, any ahwal. So he replied and said, Hazrat, what ahwal can I express? I don't have any ahwal to express. But nevertheless, now that you've instructed, so on the instruction I am expressing this much. Alhamdulillah, tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala, your barakat. There's only three things that I can mention. The first thing he mentioned was that nafa or dharar mein ghair ki taraf iltifat nahi. There's no attention towards anybody, any ghairullah in terms of any benefit or harm. Now this is the essence of tawheed, that everything happens with the will of Allah Ta'ala. So the attention is only towards Allah Ta'ala in this matter. The second thing he mentioned was that madah wa zam barabar ho gaya. Praise and criticism, both has become the same meaning, no effect of either. Somebody praises me, alhamdulillah, doesn't blow me up in any way, I don't take any impact from it. Somebody criticizes me also, that also doesn't have any effect. Meaning the only concern is Allah Ta'ala must be pleased. Allah is pleased, then doesn't matter who's praising us and who's criticizing us. If Allah is displeased, the whole world's praises are not going to be of any avail. And if Allah Ta'ala is pleased, then the whole world's criticism also is not going to harm us. And then the third aspect he mentioned, which was now the point we just made earlier, said, Umur al-Shar'iyya, Umur al-Tab'iyya ban gayi. The Shariat has become my Tabi'at. Now Tabi'at, when a person is hungry, nobody has to give him a bayan that now you should eat something. He'll give somebody a bayan for not bringing the food on time. So that tabi'at drives him towards food when he's hungry. If he's thirsty, nobody has to give him any encouragement that you should drink some water. The tabi'at drives him to look for the water. So likewise, when Shariat becomes a tabi'at, meaning at the time of salah, it'll be impossible not to go for salah. It'll be impossible not to wake up on time for salah. Meaning deliberately, a person won't be neglecting his salah. His tabiat will now drive him. Like the tabiat drives him away from dirt, from filth, feels nauseous. When Shariat becomes his tabiat, it'll drive him away from sin. Because that's filth also. So this is the end point of ilm. Ilm is to drive us in this direction. That the connection with Allah Ta'ala is developed. Taqwa is acquired. Ikhlas is acquired. All the sifat of iman are developed and the Shariat becomes our first nature. So this is the goal. We have to keep this in front of us. We are very far away from still getting there. But if a person has his destination in front, then inshallah he'll move in that direction to keep reminding ourselves of what our destination is, what our goal is, where we're heading. And this is the way in which inshallah we will get closer to Allah Ta'ala. It will only happen with the fazl of Allah Ta'ala. But that effort, dua, and the adab that go along with ilm, to acquire and adopt those adab, this puts the person on the path. With the fazl of Allah Ta'ala, he reaches his destination. Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq, give all of us. Allah bless us all. Accept us. Allah Ta'ala accept one and all for the khidmat of deen till the last breath. With ikhlas, with afiyat, qabuliyat, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Kitab al-Wudu'i. Bab ma jaa fi al-Wudu'i wa qawli Allah Ta'ala. Idha kuntum ila salati faghsilu wujuhakum wa aydiyakum ila al-marafiq wa amsahu bi ru'usikum wa arjulakum ila al-ka'bayn. قال ابو عبد الله وبين النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ان فرض الوضوء مره وتوضا ايضا مرتين مرتين وثلاثا ثلاثا ولم يزد على ثلاث وقرئ اهل العلم الاسراف فيه وان يجاوزوا فعل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
One of the first lessons that we remember being taught was that it is haram to come to class without mutala. So, not the haram of the fiqhi istila, but the haram of the istila of the class. So every place has its own istila. And on that note, then I'm already out of that we made no mutala and we're sitting here. As the thing was mentioned earlier, the purpose was, mashallah, just to take the barakah of this place and the barakah of the mashallah, asatiza, the talaba, and inshallah, in this way to become some, take some share in your good work, mashallah. So, I will not make any tashri, because then I'll be contradicting this fundamental lesson that was taught. But nevertheless, in this is the kitab, kitabul wudu. So, wudu is all about taharat, and in this regard, the taharat, one is the taharat of the external self. So wudu is not confined to the taharat of the external self. When a person makes wudu, in the riwayat, the fadail of wudu, that when a person performs wudu in the correct manner, then the sins that were committed get washed off. As he washes his face, ma akhiri qataril ma, the last drops of the water, the sins of the face get washed off. A person washing the hands, ma akhiri qataril ma, the sins of the hands are washed off. Now, the question is that the istihzar, the consciousness that this is what is the effect of wudu, the reward of wudu. So now to perform that wudu with that istihzar, one of the very important things in every amal is the istihzar, the consciousness. What is this amal? Istihzar of the fadail, what are the virtues of it? When it becomes a routine, then it loses its spirit. It just becomes just a mechanical thing. Then the spirit of it gets lost. And as a result, the very great virtues and benefits we sometimes lose out on. One of the very important aspects in wudu is that wudu is a very great ibadat. Iftahu salat al-tuhur. One person, one student once asked Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Hasan Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, the Grand Mufti of India in his time, Mufti Mahmud Hasan Gangoi Rahmatullah Alayhi, who's buried in South Africa, he passed away in Johannesburg. So in any case, he asked him that, what is the hukam of israf fil wudu? Person now is making wudu and is using more water than is required. What's the hukam of this? The israf is impermissible. It's a sinful thing. And the purpose of every ibadat is to gain the closeness of Allah Ta'ala, to gain the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. And israf is the opposite. Inna Allah la yuhibbul musrifin. So now, if a person wants to get closer to Allah Ta'ala, how is he going to get there with israf? That's going to take him in the opposite direction. Inna Allah la yuhibbul musrifin. So then this person, he replied and said, well, actually, that hukam is quite well understood. All present are students of deen at that point in time, in that majlis. What we want to know is, what's the spiritual effect of israf? Is there some spiritual effect also? Replied, now, one is the aspect of something that is established in the manner of that there's some nas. Certain things are also perceived through tajruba. Tajruba of people who have that basirat. He replied and said, the impact of israf fil wudu is that it'll impact on the khushu fi salah. Person is wasteful. In the hadith sharif it comes, even if a person is at a river bank, ala naharin jarin, then too mustn't use more water than necessary, that will be israf as well. So the impact of that is on the khushu fi salah. So in other words, everything has an impact. There's some impact that is coming in some way, either positive or negative. So wudu, one is the taharat zahira, the external taharat. So now that has to be done in that manner. Perform the wudu in the way that's required to fulfill that faraid and the sunnah and mustahabbat of wudu to get the full reward of it. But to the extent that these aspects a person is conscious of, the istihzar is there, then this will bring about the taharate batina as well. Now one of the aspects of wudu is the dua in the wudu. So a very simple, easy dua, and such a comprehensive dua. Allahumma ighfir li dhanbi wa wassi'li fi dari wa barikli fi rizqi. Now many things, if we know the what it's encompassing, then that becomes a motivation. So now here, dunya and akhirat is all in it. Allahumma ighfir li dhanbi, Allah forgive my sins. As we discussed just now, in the hadith sharif, as a person washes every limb, the sins of that get washed off. So now he's making dua as well, Ya Allah forgive my. Now, primarily, the shurra explained that this refers to the saghair, that the saghair are forgiven in this manner. The kabair, one has to make sincere tawbah. And the ruknul a'zam of tawbah is an-nadama. An-nadamu tawbatun. Like a person performed all the rites of hajj, but he didn't go to Arafah. So what kind of hajj that will be? There's no hajj, obviously. Likewise, the ruknul a'zam of tawbah is remorse, regret. That genuine deep remorse of, how could I have done this? Allah Ta'ala's command, and I just broke it. I blatantly disobeyed Allah Ta'ala. So that remorse and regret. So now the person is number one making wudu, so that itself is washing away the saghair. Now with this remorse and regret over the kabair, over the other sins, he is asking Allah's forgiveness. Allahumma ighfir li dhanbi. Inshallah, this will become a means of forgiveness of that as well. And then wasi'li fi dari. Allah, make my home spacious for me. Spacious meaning, make it a home. Sometimes it's a house only, regardless of how palatial it might be. But it's lacking what makes it a home. That warmth, that mahabba, that togetherness, that bond, that barakah in it. So Allah, grant me that comfort within the four walls, whether it's small or big, but make it a home. وَسِعْلِ فِي دَارِ وَبَارِكْلِ فِي رِزْقِ. Allah grant me barakah in my risk. Person's got barakah in his risk, what more he wants? So now such a comprehensive dua, and this can be and should be recited at the time of washing every limb. So one is the external dimension of these ibadat, but to develop the internal consciousness and develop the spirit of the ibadat. Wudu we make multiple times daily, and multiple times we make wudu, we do it in that manner that's required with the spirit of wudu. Subhanallah, what that will achieve for us. So this is the message, this is the lesson that we are being given in all these aspects, that Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, this is his standard procedure, that he will start off a kitab with an ayat of the Quran Sharif, which is meant to say that the rest of the aspects that will follow, it's ma'khuz, or it's a shara and a tashri' of this ayat, what is in the Quran Sharif regarding this particular aspect. And regarding wudu, Allah Ta'ala says, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ the ayat of the Quran Sharif, that Allah Ta'ala wishes to purify you. Allah Ta'ala does not wish to put you into any difficulty. Allah wishes to purify you. وَلَكِ يُرِيدُ لِيُطَّهِّرَكُمْ Allah Ta'ala wishes to purify. This purification is not confined to outer purification. Otherwise, the outer purification, the washing of the limbs in wudu are limited. It's the face, the hands, feet, masah. But the inner purification, that consciousness, and for that, these du'as and whatever adab and mustahabbat, inshallah we inculcate this. Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us the tawfiq. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وغزة وتبارك إن شاء الله الله الحمد لله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا اللهم ارحم إخواننا المستضعفين المظلومين في فلسطين وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم ارحمهم اللهم أيدهم بتأييدك اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم لعن الكفرة الذين يصدون عن سبيلك ويكذبون رسلك ويقاتلون أولياءك اللهم شتت شملهم اللهم مزق جمعهم اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم وزلزل أقدامهم وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم تب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه